Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing today? Where are my total killers going for what they want with just passion and conviction?
Baby, these are total killers. These are not the nice, sweet little people that you think, okay?
All right. That's our tribe. Letting all of you come to our workout, our daily workout of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. I'm just reminding you of the stuff that you already know as you strive for those things that you really want in life. I know we all have different goals, different values. How we go about things in the different stages of our lives. Something I definitely want to talk more about as we develop this relationship. Good morning, York. Hello. Is it E? Hello, sir. How are you doing today? I appreciate you guys joining and showing up on time for our workout. Jim, how are you this morning? Once again, for our mental toughness conditioning workout. These are things that we all know the organizing principles to success. And instead of just looking for another strategy, another strategy, another strategy, we understand, right? Us total killers going for what we really want in life, we understand that it's not strategy number 182 that's unique and different that some expert is telling us. We understand it's that we have to go back to 1 through 10 and continually take those organizing principles to success that are universal to all of us, no matter how old we are, how long we've been going on the journey, or what our goals are. Persistence, tenacity, consistency, perspective, being able to bounce back from disappointments, clarity, right? Belief on ourselves. All of these things are the organizing principles to success, and it doesn't matter what we've accomplished in the past, we always have to continually build upon those fundamentals rather than looking for something new and something different. And whatever strategies that we do implement on our way, all of those emotions, all of those characteristics, all those qualities are going to put those on steroids, so to speak, enhance and bolster them. So any strategy that we choose will get us closer to our goals. Maybe we don't find the right strategy immediately, but we're getting everything out of the one that we're putting our mind, our focus into, and it's serving as a launching board to get one step closer to finding that exact one. But everything that we do pushes us forward. Hello, Amen. Good morning, Jeff and Hope Khalil. How are you guys doing this morning? Thank you so much for being here this morning. And that's why, you know, like in my fitness tribe, bodybuilding and training. Good morning, Lewis. How are you today? You know, it's like so many people, they just look for the right training strategy or the right eating strategy, right? And then they see people who, you know, they see people who don't know as much as they do, right? And they don't understand how that person with their passion, their zeal, their tenacity takes their less than optimal strategy, but it's good. And then they get so much out of it. And then they inch their way to a better strategy, and a better strategy. With that mindset, with that passion, with that unleashed drive and ambition, they can almost take any strategy and make it work. Now, we want to have the most effective and efficient strategy, but that sometimes isn't the most important factor. All strategies will take us to the next level. And then if we're really into it, we're really zoned in, we have this clear vision of what we want, and we're tenacious, we'll make the adjustments rather than waiting, 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 until we have this perfect strategy. That's not going to even be perfect anyway once we get it, right? We got to get in there, choose, and make the best decisions that we can. But it's those mental qualities, that mental toughness conditioning that's going to get the most out of the strategy that we're using right now and the one that we use next. Good morning, Jeremy and Kristen. How are you guys doing today? So good to have you here this morning. All right, so that's what this is. It's just two guys and women, two guys and girls, a guy and a girl, right? Two friends talking about life, about what we want most. We may have different goals. We may be at different stages, like I talked about, but we're all, we have some commonality. If you're here watching this Morning Connection live video chat this morning, and you've been doing this, you've been feeding your mind with this good, positive information that gets you focused, start your day off going in the right direction, a little bit of mental and emotional exercise every single day, then you know its power. You know how it's helping you. Hello, Ali. Good morning, sir. All right, so that's what this is all about. It's light. It's just things to think about. We just let it marinate in our head. It's not an action plan. I'm not stuffing you with information. I'm certainly not beating you down because you don't have everything you want in life. Look, we do that to ourselves, right? You don't know me kicking you in the butt, making you feel inferior. The fact of the matter is, I want to tell you is that there's nothing wrong with you. You're not defective. I deal with men at different levels of success, ages. They're on different paths. The challenges that we face are more common than you think. And the way to attack them, it's really that mental and emotional flexibility. You'll eventually find it, right? It's these things that I talk about over and over again. And the challenges are universal. You know, I really wish I had the opportunity to talk to each and every one of you. Now, I do whatever I can to open up the communication. If you go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC, I'll post that down below. skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. I do these random coaching calls throughout my week as I have time because I love making a difference in your life, where just like I've had the privilege to have mentors in my life speak to me. I absorbed all the motivational information. I knew what to say. I could quote every motivational quote. I could see it in other people, right? What they needed to do and how they needed to look at it. It was just a challenge taking all that and understanding in my specific situation. We're too close to our challenge. We're too close. We're good people. We're smart. We're hardworking. Quit beating yourself up. You're just too close to the situation to sometimes see it. You know, I use the analogy, it's like sometimes we feel we're in this burning building, right? We have to get out. We just want to take our lives to the next level, right? And so we have these challenges. They're all going all around us, right? And, okay, we have to get out of this burning building. Smoke's building up. We can start feeling the heat. And we go, okay, I got two choices. That flame, that wall of flame is there. I got to either go through it, right? If I run really fast, or maybe I can look around and get a blanket. Yeah, that's it. If I get a blanket and then I put it over me and go through the wall of fire, I'll get through that door. You might even say, you know what? Maybe if I just use my cell phone and I call the police department and I'll just wait here. And I know this smoke is building up and it's getting hotter in here, but that might be the best option rather than going through that wall of fire and then taking the chance of getting burned. You know, you come down to three choices. You know, you're trying to improve your situation. The truth of the matter is there are probably 17 or 18 different choices. You just can't see them. You're in the grind. You got the heat, the smoke building up. It's do or die, at least in your mind, and you don't have that objectivity. Right? The truth of the matter is, you know, hey, you know what? Look over to the side. Where? I've been looking all around. No, just look a little bit more. And you can just look to the side, and there's a door that's open. That's easier, it's faster, it's less risky. You just didn't see that option. That we're all in that situation. That's why we all need a coach. That's why even though I coach men all around the world, very highly successful people, and also people who are just starting off in their journey, or some people who have, getting older, and man, I emphasize that it's not too late to be great. They're trying to get that hope that this isn't the way they want to go out in life. It hasn't gone the way they want it up to this point, but it's not too late to give up. I give them that hope. So many different people. I do that all throughout my week. 7 days a week, I'm coaching men around the world. And at the same time, I have coaches because I realize that I'm too close. That's the value of this. There are situations like that. Hey, did you ever think about this? What else can this mean? Whatever challenge you are, having a little bit more objectivity and perspective can make all the difference in the world. And I'm not talking about it's harder. It could be easier. It could be so simple, you're just too close to see it, right? And so I'm doing everything I can. Go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC for Morning Connection, MC. I'm doing everything I can to help you create that clarity, that I finally got later on after absorbing all the information that's led me to the life that I have right now. And especially, I'm really excited about where I'm going, because as you find out, as you're finding out probably as you go through life, it doesn't matter what you accomplish, right? There's always that higher level, and that's a great thing. You're seeing that there's more to accomplish and you want more because you've built confidence and you see that there's more. It's a good thing that you're always striving for more, and you're going to have to get more and more mental toughness conditioning to make those new, more empowering, more exciting goals for you and your family. You're going to have to build up that mental toughness conditioning. That's what this is all about. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. Today I want to talk about emotion. I want to talk about how emotion is the driving force to have you accomplish anything it is that you want, right? The power of being hopeful, being optimistic, that being able to connect to what you really see, not just write some goals on a sheet. I will have a big house. I will have a loving wife and family, right? I will get my body in shape. You know, those are just words written down. It's nice to come up with. There's a lot of people who can come up with that stuff, right? Good morning, John, and good morning, Colton, back again for our daily workout. Good to have you guys as workout partners, right? So we want to make all those goals because, again, it goes back to all this motivation that's all over the internet. I want to make our morning connection more than just some motivational talk, something that inspires you, but also it gets you to take action, simple action every single day. That's why I want you to join me live every single day. So you can just think about it, apply it to whatever you're doing in that particular day, right? So we don't want to just write goals down on a sheet. We got to connect to them emotionally. And you know what? Positively and negatively, they both can serve us, right? Many people, and I certainly understand where this comes from, right? I understand that we don't want to get our hopes up. We want to be realistic, or whatever we say to ourselves, right? You know what? The best things in life, think about it, guys. The best things in life, they're reserved for the mentally toughest. They have this conditioning. They've built this type of conditioning for months, for years. Those are the men who get the best things in life. The most determined, the most tenacious, the most creative, mentally and emotionally flexible. They get the best things in life, right? It's not for everybody, right? So to come up with a quote-unquote a realistic plan that everybody will approve of, that's a slam dunk for sure, you're going to make it from point A to point B, that's not anything that's worth having. It's going to be a challenge. Your chances are, and it's okay, that you're not going to get it the first time. It may take months, if even years, but as long as you get there, that's all that matters, right? So to come up with a realistic plan that you can put your heart and soul into, I don't know what you describe and you define as realistic, but the best things aren't realistic for anybody. That's why 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 100 accomplish it. So being a realist, you need to kind of rethink that definition. You know, you're trying to become 1 out of 100, 1 out of 10 at the very least, right? So there's no realistic plan, or everybody would just do it. It's not just a matter of just a strategy, this, because everybody has the strategies that are available to them. Obviously, it takes a lot more, or a smart person like you who would come see me every single morning on this Morning Connection live video chat, you would have it by now, right? It's obviously, there's a little bit more that's involved in the whole process, right? And that's what we're trying to figure out. We're figuring out the combination to this lock, putting this puzzle together one piece at a time, right? And we're all on our own journeys, right? We can't just write it down on a piece of paper. We can't be realist. We have to let our heart go, right? And no matter how many times we failed in the past, no matter how much we perceive, I don't even know if this is true, that people tell you you can't do it. You know, I really don't believe people don't even care about their own lives. I mean, genuinely care about their own lives to show up like you. You're one out of many people. You're one out of very few people who will take the time because you care about your life as much as you. Most people are just being distracted by what's on social media or whatever, what's on television. They're not even interested in their own life, let alone be interested in yours. So, you know, that whole belief that people tell you you can't do it, you know, I've talked about it several times. That should not even be a concern of yours, Right? People don't really even care that much about their own lives, let alone your life. So if you have this belief, well, I can't get my hopes up to go for my dreams, to really connect to those things I write down on a piece of paper. What if I were to fail? How would I look to other people? It's really, how would you feel about yourself? I get it. I get it. You know, sometimes, you know, I've in the past, and I make sure it's the process, again, of growth, it never changes. You just experience it at higher levels. So when I say I used to have this challenge, I'm always going to have this challenge because we all have that challenge. I hope that makes you feel better, that you're not defective if you feel a certain way. And I tell you that I still experience that all the time. Every level of the ladder of success that I experience, all the different aspects of life that I want more of, I experience. Right? It's universal. Right? And so as I go and I get my hopes up and my dreams up, you know, sometimes it makes me feel good just to say, oh yeah, when I get this done, oh, life is just going to be wonderful. Yeah, it's this strategy, this plan, I'm going to do that, I'm going to execute it, and then my world is just going to bring me all the feelings, emotions, options, all the rewards when I do this. But the real challenge sometimes, I got to suck it up and really examine my emotions, because sometimes if I do that, and I put my heart and soul into it, all that emotion into it, and I work the long hours, and I do everything to make it happen, and then I execute it, and I put it out there. And guess what? It isn't received the way I thought. You know, people don't think it's such a great idea that I thought it was, right? Maybe to some extent, but it wasn't the big home run. It wasn't the big slam dunk that I hoped. You know, sometimes there's a fear in doing that. Well, it's better just say, well, someday I'm going to do it, because you can go into your head that, wow, life is going to be great when I do it. Then when you actually do it, and then you put it out there, and most things don't work out to the level that you want, well, then what? Then what? Man, then I got to think of the next thing? Then I got to think of the next thing? Yeah, guess what? That's what we all have to do, right? But the point of the matter is, sometimes I don't want to put my heart into it, because what if I do and then it doesn't succeed? I feel good just thinking about it sometimes, right? I would feel amazing, wonderful, off the charts if I thought about it, did it, and then it really manifested everything that I wanted. But, you know, it kind of feels good right now. It would feel horrible, or at least in my mind sometimes I'm thinking, if I put on that work and it didn't work, it wasn't well received. So sometimes it's that fear of putting your total emotion into it, right? We've got to let ourselves really connect to what we want. Now, I'll just put this little caveat, because I know I deal with so many people. I understand some of you going through some challenges. I know that regulating your emotions for, you know, conditions that you've been diagnosed with, it's your goal not to go too high or too low. I get that. You definitely need to understand whether it's a chemical imbalance or whatever is going on. I understand that. But this is for people that doesn't apply to. You got to let yourself get really high, because that's the rocket fuel that makes you get up really early in the morning, makes you be persistent to do a morning connection live video chat in the hopes that people get your message, the hopes that they'll show up to do it for 58 days in a row, right? It's the rocket fuel, by letting yourself dream it and put your heart into it, that all this work is going to eventually pay off in some great way. You can't say, well, I'm being a realist, and just keep it down. Because you don't have the rocket fuel to get you up in the morning or stay up late or to bounce back after the inevitable disappointments that you're gonna experience along your journey. I'm not just being negative. That's everybody. You know, again, the best things in life are reserved for the most mentally and emotionally flexible, the people who are the most tenacious and can bounce back, because they're in the way. Just expect that. But that's all part of the great game that we're under. Right, so it's the rocket fuel. You can't tone it down just to play it safe, because you're losing a lot of the power. Another thing on the other end, allowing yourself to feel disappointment, pain, angst. And I'll tell you right now, I am like a pent up bull, you know, in a cage, because I have so many responsibilities that structure that have created the great life that I have right now. It's just that I have all these these ideas, and part of it stepping up every single day for this Morning Connection live video chat, they're just in my mind, all these things that are going to change your life. They're going to, it's just going to, whatever my impact is, I mean, this is just going to be off the charts. Can you tell I'm connected to that emotion, right? That's a great thing, right? You know, and I can't wait. I've got my podcast video room all set up. I'm going to live in there. I'm going to live in there and get these products done. I mean, they're exactly what you want. If you think this is good and helpful, these, oh my God, I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for me. I mean, to get these done. Here's the challenge is my pockets of time are limited, and now I feel this angst. Ah, I can't escape. I got to get, how can I, alleviate some of this pattern so I can get to that next level, go over and get that stuff done. It's angst. It's pain, right? It's discomfort. But I accept that too, because that's what's going to make me figure out a way to get this all managed out. Right, if I were to just say, no, it's okay. You know, you're doing better than most, right? You know, God, you know what you say to yourself sometimes. And lessen that angst, lessen that that discomfort. All it's going to do is take the pressure off me to use the incredible resource that we have of our time, our energy, the people in our lives. Maybe by me saying this, someone says, hey, Skip, I went through that challenge. Have you tried this? Or, Skip, you know what? Do you need an apprentice? Do you need some help? Because I love your stuff. I want to be like you someday. I want to volunteer my services. Let's do this over the internet. Just by me. See, maybe I'll find a way that pent-up angst that I allowed myself to feel, the solution might be right around the corner. You got to let yourself feel the good and the pain, because it's only going to serve you if you treat it that way. So the strategy, and I get it. I understand why. I understand you got your hopes up before and didn't work out. You put your faith and trust in other people. They let you down. Hey, welcome to the human race. We've all felt that way. I understand. And we all need to bounce back if we want to get those things that are reserved for the best, the most tenacious, the most determined people in life, right? The best things in life are reserved for those of us who break through all that disappointment, that break in trust and all those type of things. So, keep an even keel. It's not serving you as much as you think. It's just making you feel really good right now, but it could be, I am sure it's compromising your long-term happiness to really become all you can be and make that stuff happen. You know, a lot of you guys who come to me, you're interested in my one-on-one coaching services. And, before I take anyone on as a client, because, we have this intimate relationship for a year. All this energy, every single week, on the phone, for 45 minutes to an hour, 52 weeks in a row, on schedule, on time. I mean, it's this really close and connected relationship. I have to use my judgment to make sure that it's going to work for you, a slam dunk, and it's going to work for me. All right? I mean, I freely give this energy, right? But when it becomes one-on-one, we're just talking every single week about you, your life, your goals. I mean, like I said, I use the expression, it's like this on steroids, because it really moves up your enlightenment, your understanding, your progress in life, right? So I'm very selective of who is actually ready, and I'll reserve, my judgment to see who's ready. Well, one thing is, I'll just do it as I talk to you. If I'm going to spend, 52 hours over the next year with that type of intent setup, I'll talk to you. I'll see where you are, and I'll use my judgment. And one thing is that I do is I get you to think about what you really want in your life. And I have this process that I do it. I've been skilled. I take good care of you. I've done it with literally hundreds and hundreds of people to get them in a state where they never talk about this stuff. It really gets them to talk about what they really want, right? What they really want. And, some people are warmed up to it than others. Some people have been thinking about it more than others. Some people, this is the only time they really thought about it, but in the day-to-day grind. And I can always tell how someone would do with the coaching process by how able they are to connect to the emotion of what it is they really want, or if they keep it on a wall, on a distance, right? Because if you don't have that rock feel, if you don't want it really bad and allow yourself to feel it, it's going to be a real challenge to do the work to make it happen. At the same time, there's challenges that get in the way. And I notice a lot of people, what they do is that, you know, and we all do this. Well, you know, I'm doing better than most. We're not getting what we want in life, but we soften the angst, that pain, that cage bull that I talked about, that feeling. We suppress it so that we don't have to deal with it, and then that we don't use it to our power. So we don't connect to the pleasure sometimes, and we don't connect to the pain, like I talked about. I can tell if a person is that way. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for it that happened a long time before this conversation, right? But until they're just sick and tired of being where they are, and that's what happens most of the time. Sometimes they can be so inspired by somebody else accomplishing or really wanting it. Maybe they get married and they have a family, and then it's more than just about them, all right? And so now they're super inspired to provide more, produce more for their family. That happens in a positive way. Or they're just sick and tired of just settling. They know they have just so much more to offer the world, and then they're ready to go. But either way, they're connected to the positive emotion or the negative emotion. And then, you know, the guys who are so numb now to the positive or the negative, and then they wrap that up as being some type of realist or being practical, man, they're missing out on that rocket fuel to really motivate you and drive you to get out of bed and make it happen. Face your fears. Face whatever you think people might think, because you need to get it done. All right? Hey, Dan, good to hear that, man. Good to hear that, right? So that strategy of not letting yourself get too emotionally high or too emotionally low, that strategy may be preventing you from having that drive, that ambition, that angst, that excitement to get the job done and go through all those inevitable obstacles on your way to get there. So just some things to think about. Thank you so much for showing up for this Morning Connection live video chat. I really appreciate being here. I really appreciate that you find value in whatever, say that you're showing up every single day, and share this with your friends. You know, share this on your Periscope feed. Comment down below so your friends on other social media outlets know what you find so interesting. Really appreciate you helping me get the message out. As you can tell, I'm really passionate about it. But, you know, forget about other people. Let's talk about you. Let's speed this process up. I know you're getting so much out of my motivation, right? When you make that connection in your specific situation, again, that all of us, myself included, I talked about how I'm too close to see that, hey, there's a door that is free of fire, free of smoke, that will get me to the next level, right? We're blocked from that objectivity. Take a chance. Send me that form on skiplacourcoaching.com/MC for Morning Connection. skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. Tell me your name. Tell me your age. Tell me the biggest challenge that you're going through, whatever it is in your life, and give me your phone number so that during my week, you know, I've got 32 minutes before I have a coaching call with a gentleman in San Diego, right? I mean, this is the perfect time to get that, boom, give you a call, check in with you, maybe make that little connection, maybe make that clarity. And I know it's that clarity that's what launched me, because I tell you, I was a motivation junkie. I got so much information. It was helpful, especially seeing it in other people. But it was a one-on-one connection that really made it real for me. And that's why I'm in front of you today. But more than that, you know, being in front of you today, it's like, man, that connection are the things that are important to me. And as you watch these, you know what's important to me, what used to be important to me if you do Google search. And it still is. It's just I built upon all that. And I want that for you. I want that for you, my brothers. We have this common commonality. I know that many of you, you know, one thing that I always hear from my one-on-one coaching clients, I just can't believe how much we have in common. See, that doesn't surprise me, because out of the 7 billion people on the planet, to get through all those different layers, like you watching this or, you know, us talking on the phone, there is a reason. Now, I may be a little bit older than you. I might have fought through a few more challenges that you're going through now, or maybe there's some challenge you don't even know you're coming into yet, but we're the same core guys, and that's why you're watching this today. And that's why the guys, we make this connection. So take action, be bold, have an outstanding, amazing, awesome, great day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.